Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Jerry Parrotsman.
Yeah, good morning again, everyone.
Wasn't that good?
It was terrific, right. Yeah, people make such a commitment and such a significant public service component to what they're doing, they should be applauded.
Right, and that's the point of it. They're doing something they enjoy, but then they take it one step further and they bring it out to the community so that people can benefit from it.
Yeah.
Our next guest is Joseph Carbone, and Joseph is the CEO of HAHA. HAHA is short for Helping American Homeowners Association, Helping American Homeowners Association. And we always say this on the show, you know, the town of North Hempstead doesn't endorse anybody. We vet everybody and we, you know, appreciate the people that come on the show because they're qualified to give us the information we're looking for.
Right.
You know, our audience is seniors and their house is one of their biggest investments.
Yes.
And their most important asset in many cases. Tell me about your association.
Well, John, good morning, Jerry. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Jerry.
We've started a plan a while back because it seems that a lot of people on Long Island have a very difficult time finding licensed and insured contractors. A lot of these contractors on Long Island, perhaps even maybe about 67% of them, don't have licenses or insurances. So we took this problem away from especially elderly people, people that search for contractors. They just pick up the phone, they would call into us, and we hold licenses and insurances in-house. So people would become a member to HAHA. We make people smile, Helping American Homeowners Association, for a small fee of $99 a year. And they have access to our contractors. After the jobs are done on their house, perhaps if it's a bigger job, we'll send up the three licensed insured contractors for that job. They also get a rebate on all the work that's touched on their home, but it takes the hassles out of people searching and looking for reliable contractors.
Right. Actually,
so these are all legitimate people that you've vetted.
Yes.
You know they're reliable. They're not going to start the job
references
and disappear.
Yes.
So, right.
Yes.
Yeah, those are important considerations, Joe.
Sure.
Yesterday, I was at the Roslyn Advisory meeting, and coincidentally, that was the issue that came up. Having unlicensed people doing work, not then knowing the rules. Somebody had a fence put up that had to be taken down because they just had the gardener cutting the grass who put up the fence.
Right.
But they put up a 6-foot fence versus a 4, and it had to come down. And somebody else was doing tree work. You need permits for the tree work. It was interesting that the end result is like, you got to deal with a licensed person because then the burden is on the licensed guy to know the rules in that particular town.
Yeah. Sure. Well, actually, the point I was going to make, too, it's not just for elderly people, too. Doctors, attorneys, professional people, single women. People just don't have the time also to be searching around to find contractors. A lot of times you need work done to your home, and you just don't have the time to start looking for a contractor. So you just pick up the phone, you call into HAHA, and you say perhaps even a handyman, or you need someone to renovate your house. So it's just a big convenience for more than just elderly people, for everyone.
How would a person go about getting in touch with you?
Well, you can just dial into 1-844-GET-HAHA, and I think it's extension 66 for our concierge department.
Okay.
That would be the easiest.
Okay.
And Joe, you covered Nassau and Suffolk?
Well, yes, we're licensed. The main part of our company, which we'll speak about, I guess, is our home warranties also. We are
good,
in New York.
Right now.
We are in New York State. We're under the supervision of New York State. We do have a New York State license. And we are a bonded company. We're located on Jericho Turnpike in Jericho, 400 Jericho. We are probably, if not on the only, there might be one or two, if even that, licensed and insured home warranty companies right here on the island. You might have seen a couple of these, not to bring up names, but other companies, but they're all basically located out of state. We are the only license. And what the warranties do is pretty much, it's a little bit different than a concierge service. A warranty is, we cover everything in your house that your insurance doesn't cover, such as HVAC, plumbing, heating, electrical, and appliances. It's not a service contract. It's a warranty. We do give discounts to senior citizens. Sometimes they start as much as 20 to 30 to 40% off the pricing. And pretty much what it is, if we can't fix it, we replace it, and we're known for that. We have like a 5-star rating on home warranty reviews. And there is only a $100 out-of-pocket cost for a service call fee.
Yeah. So, Joe, could you tell us what specifically what a warranty means?
Well, we're warrantying the product that that's in your home, such as a refrigerator that might be over a year old. It's out of warranty. And something goes wrong with your refrigerator, we come in and we fix it. Perhaps we can fix it. We would do the repair on it. Like I said, the only out-of-pocket cost would be your $100 service call fee. So if it costs $300 for the part, obviously you only pay $100. If the refrigerator cannot be fixed, we will replace the refrigerator of the value of the refrigerator that's there. So in other words, if you have a lower-end refrigerator, you'll get the lower-end refrigerator. If you have a higher-end product, not to mention names again, as far as what type of appliance it may be, you will get it. It would be replaced with the higher-end product.
So you tend to cover all the exclusions that the insurance companies.
Well, exactly right. We cover what.
That's important.
Right.
To people,
But for instance, if your pipe breaks in your ceiling. We fix the pipe in your ceiling because you have interior plumbing. When the chandelier falls and hits your dining room table, or maybe the chandelier falls on the floor, these are other items that are covered through your insurance. Yeah. Right. But right. We cover what your insurance doesn't cover.
Okay.
Exactly.
Right. That's important to people.
It's the concept is very interesting because, especially with Project Independence, as seniors age and they want to, stay in their homes, these are the kind of things that they become very difficult to handle.
Right.
So to have some sort of a warranty situation on a product.
Yeah. And I think where this is important is with older women, frankly. I've had friends who say something happened, I just don't know what to do. My husband always did it for me. He always looked into it. Now I'm alone and something happens and I just don't know what to do.
It's great product. Yes, you're right. Mm. And you have to remember, too, this is not a service contract. A lot of people have service contracts. This is a warranty. Mm. It's a big difference. Service means you're still going to have to pay for the serviceman's time and you're still going to have to pay for like the parts and the labor and so on. This is a warranty is totally different than a service contract. That's what a lot of people get confused with also. You know, service, they don't realize how much they're paying for a service contract, and this is just a simple out-of-pocket $100 fee.
Yeah.
And the payments on it are very reasonable. They're done monthly.
Yeah.
Yes, so it's really no upfront.
Joe, when someone calls with a problem, can you give us an estimate of how soon you can get to them?
Oh, sure. You'll be called, depending on if it's an emergency or not, but you'll most likely be called that day.
Hmm.
It'll probably be fixed within 2 days the most.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we're very strict. When our contractors get on board with us, we do a background check. We have their license and insurance. We have a guideline, a sheet of guidelines that they have to follow. That's one of our biggest things. We're all about our service. If you don't call somebody, right.
We've all run into that experience where you have a problem, you call, say, yes, I'll come, but let's see now. Today is September 9th.
Right.
How about October 4th?
Now.
You know?
Now we
don't. Meanwhile, you don't have a service.
You're absolutely right. It's all I tease people. I say you have to hold the person's hand, wipe the chin, and put them back in bed. And until that's done, that's just, you have to, it's just the way you have to be because you're in the service business.
Mm.
When you stay on top of somebody, you go on homewarrantyreviews.com, you can see we have like a 5-star rating, some of the reviews. We stay through the whole process. Once the homeowner is contacted by the contractor, we get back to the homeowner. We follow the whole process to make sure.
You mentioned the word homeowner. What about people who live in apartments?
We handle apartments. We handle condos. We don't handle co-ops.
Okay.
Yeah, no co-ops.
Mm. Yeah.
One interesting thing in listening to you guys' conversation is through the DA's office, Nassau County DA, Madeline Singus, who does a wonderful job, 60 to 70% of the claims that go in to the DA's office are construction, they're not licensed, they never showed up, they never came back, or they got the deposit and walked away. That's these kind of services are beneficial for people to look into because there's a degree of credibility which you need today. It's a shame.
If you knew really what went on, and I purposely went to a small claims court one day with an issue with our company, with a gentleman that didn't have a license that came on a job. But the only way a homeowner is really ever going to be protected, which we tried to work on several times, is you have to get every job bonded. If you can get every job bonded, then the homeowner is protected, because the way these laws are set up, a contractor can go in a person's home, take a $90,000 deposit from them to start some work. It comes the next day, he brings three guys, he disappears.
Just before you go there, go back to bonding. What does that mean?
The bond is that the job is secured, that each job is, there's going to be money and the security put up behind the job. So in other words, the person's money is, the job, the money that they're giving the person is secured.
Okay.
So they're not going to get hurt. That's, but it's very,
nobody does that?
It's very difficult to pass, supposedly, with the legislation.
I think a lot of people aren't even aware of that.
Right. That's why I'm asking what it is.
Well, as far as the bonding, they're trying to pass a law or something, but it's very difficult to get passed at this time. So, but as far as when the homeowner loses their money, they go into a courtroom. Pretty much what it is breach of contract, and they put a judgment on a contractor. So, and the homeowner's out. It happens all the time. It happens all the time.
And the number of times the homeowner gets their money back are?
Well,
rarely.
That's why a lot of these contractors you see, we do background checks. A lot of them have several different companies. They've jumped, they use other people's licenses. So these are all the things that you have to be aware of.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to take a break a little bit early. And then continue on. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back with Joe Carbone.